Welcome to Sunglasses After Classes, the pre-show on WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. We're going to do a quick pre-show that we've been doing for the past couple weeks just to start you out before the actual show starts at 2 o'clock. I'd like to say thank you again for listening this week. We have a great show for you coming up here with a couple fun stories and a bunch of crazy shout-outs. Our first shout-out, though, is to Eric Sink, who hopefully will be able to help me with my econometrics homework this week. This special song called Show Me the Way was going out to him, so hopefully he will show me the way on the econometrics homework this weekend. I was recently asked earlier today, now that it's November 1st and Halloween is officially behind us, how much longer is it going to take until we start listening to Christmas music? So I've decided to start us off with one Christmas song just a little early, but don't worry, it is the greatest Christmas song ever written. Up next, Mariah Carey.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree.
Too late to
Try.
You're listening to Sunglasses After Classes on WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
Welcome back to Sunglasses After Classes. This is the Aviator speaking, and we're currently waiting for DJ Ryban to get out of his first class of the day. And as we're waiting for him, we're going to start off with a quick shout out to a special someone who recently got a haircut after having perhaps some of the longest hair for the longest time. He also shaved. So we're going to kick off our hour, and we've got a great show for you this week with George Thorogood and the Destroyers.
I was a rebel from the day I left school. Grew my hair long and broke all the rules. I'd sit and listen to my records all day, with big ambitions of when I could play. My parents taught me what life was about, so I grew up the type they warned me about. They said my friends were just an unruly mob, and I should get a haircut and get a real job. Get a haircut and get a real job. Clean your act up and don't be a slob. Get it together like your big brother Five. Why don't you get a haircut and get a real job? I even tried that 9-to-5 scene. I told myself that it was all a bad dream. I found a band and some good songs. This chick, she was my number one fan. She took me home to meet her mommy and dad. They took one look at me and said, oh my God, get a haircut and get a real job. Get a haircut and get a real job. Clean your act up and don't be a slob. Get it together like your big brother Bob. Why don't you get a haircut? Than my big brother Bob, but he's got a haircut and he's got a real job. Get a haircut and get a real job. Clean your act up and don't be a slob. Get it together like your big brother Bob. Why don't you get a haircut? We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Sunglasses After Classes with the Aviator and
DJ Rybands.
So today we're going to start you out with a cool story from over the weekend. This Saturday, English soccer teams of all levels, the Premier League down to the lesser leagues, they have their games usually.
Okay.
And one of these teams called Salford City, they play in one of the lower minor league teams. There was a goalkeeper by the name of Max Crickombie. He's a 24-year-old New Zealander, was given a red card, and initially neither team had any idea why he was sent off.
Okay.
Apparently, during the 88th minute, which if you're a fan of soccer, the game is usually 90 minutes long, and then they have a little bit of extra time for stoppages. Mm-hmm. Game is almost over. And he decided to relieve himself out back of the pitch.
Okay.
Just couldn't make it anymore. And once, we have a caller.
Okay.
Maybe he has some thoughts on what's
being
going on.
Behind.
We're
gonna
try to connect
fields.
You. Hello. Let's see. Hello, caller. Hello. Let's try it. Hello?
Nobody cares with the soccer stuff. Put some music on.
Oh, it appears we have some comments, but they say they don't like soccer, so.
Okay.
Yeah, goodbye. So we hung up on them. This apparently is also a problem in the NFL, for those of you who don't like soccer, but it just recently happened in England in an English soccer game. They did actually, the team with the goalkeeper that went on to Pete, they did go on to win the game 2-1.
Oh, perfect.
And they were ahead when the goalie couldn't take it anymore.
Was it in a stadium or was it just in a, what league does he play in? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, did people see him out back peeing?
I'm not sure, but I think the only person who really saw it was they have like one of the ushers or stewards.
Oh.
Who saw it? He actually saw him twice. He wanted to go, and the steward yelled at him
Okay. Before
halftime because he had to pee really bad. And then in the second half of the game, the steward saw him again, told the referee, and the referee sent him off
Okay. For
peeing.
So it was a roundabout way of him getting the penalty.
Yeah.
Nice.
But, I mean, it has also happened at, like, a higher level. If you know UEFA Champions League, which is the highest league you can be in.
Okay.
It happened, I believe it was 1998, or 2009, sorry. A Stuttgart goalkeeper, so a German goalkeeper, mm-hmm. He actually had to pee. So he went and ducked behind some advertisements and peed during the middle of a game.
Okay, it's classy. I mean, you can't walk off the field. You got to do it somewhere.
Exactly.
Normally, you're prepared to go before you're out on the field. But hey, teach his own.
Oh, we've got another caller.
Okay.
Should we take
same
it?
Same person? Yeah, sure. Why not?
It is a different person. Let's see. Hello?
Hello?
Got to put on headphones.
Okay.
Hello?
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 Hi, Adam.
Yo, can I request the Monster Mash?
The Monster Mash. It is November 1st, and Halloween is over.
It was yesterday. It's close enough.
Sorry. It's 2 o'clock and Halloween is over. DJ Ryman, do you think we should play the Monster Mash? I mean, we already have a pretty good show. Yeah, and we've got a lot of shout-outs that we're already doing, so... I'm sorry, maybe we can fit you in for next week.
Monster Mash will only make your show better. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Well, that was a lot of callers.
A lot of hate on the show.
I know, and we didn't even ask for callers this week. It's really, really weird that that would happen. So this next song is going to be a shout-out to all the people taking a thermo exam later tonight. It's called I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, because... likely, as you're going through the exam, you will be looking for an answer, and you'll be saying to yourself, I still don't know what I'm looking for.
And you can listen to music during your test, so maybe just listen to this on loop, just to make yourself feel better.
I have got Popping bottles in the ice like a blizzard. When we drink, we do it right. Getting slizzard, sipping scissor in my ride. In my ride, like 3-6. Now I'm feeling so fly, like a G6. Ladies love my style. At my table getting wild. Get them bottles popping. We get that dripping, that drop out. Now give me two more bottles, cause you know it don't stop.
Hell yeah, drink it up, drink it up. Sober cause around me they be acting like they drunk. They be acting like they drunk. Acting like they drunk. With sober cause around me they be acting like they drunk.
Bottles in the
at the crib. This is how we live every single night. Take that bottle to the head and let me see you fly.
Looking over your shoulder, see you had a lot of crooks try to steal your heart. never really had luck. Couldn't never figure out how to love. How to love. So yeah, I had a lot of moments that didn't last forever. Now you in this corner trying to put it together. How to love. For a second you were here, now you over there. It's hard not to stare. The way you're moving your body like you never had a love. Had a love. Oh, when you had a lot of dreams that transformed to visions. The fact that you saw the world affected all your decisions. But it wasn't your fault, wasn't in your intentions to be the one here talking to me, be the one listening. But I admire your popping bottles and dipping just as much as you admire your bartending and stripping, baby. So don't be mad, nobody else tripping. You see a lot of crooks and them crooks still crook. You see you had a lot of crooks try to steal your heart. Never really had. Trying to put it together. How to love. How to love. Oh. See, I just want you to know that you deserve the best. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. Yeah. And I want you to know you're far from the usual.
Okay, and we are back with Sunglasses After Classes on WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm DJ Ryban, and I'm here with the Aviator. And Aviator, I have a quick story for you today. The article is titled, Artist Lifts Off After Strapping Herself to 20,000 Helium Balloons. And when I saw this picture, it instantly reminded me of Up. So basically, this person... she's an artist, and I forget why she did this. Being frightened of what we want seems to push and pull and leave us in a constant catch-22, which sounds so uncomfortable, but in so many ways resonates with the fight between my body and the balloons, she continued. So it has something to do with fear and like your balance of fear in real life. I don't really understand the logic.
Is that her explanation for why she did this, or
more or less? Yeah, there's definitely more involved here, but there's an interesting picture of her hanging in like a basket, and she just has 20,000 balloons above her. You can see it looks the ratio of how many balloons there are looks just like the number that held up the house and Up, or at least the volume of it.
Isn't that crazy to think that that's the number of balloons it took to hold up a house in a movie, but in reality that's how much it would take to hold up a person?
Yeah, it's about, I did the math, so 20,000 balloons for, if you estimate about 200 pounds, that means that each balloon has about like 1/100th pounds worth of lift. So then I actually looked it up, and I found a calculator that says, how many balloons would it take to lift your house? And you can input the square foot of your house, or you can choose a famous building. So in here, what do you want? What, the White House, Empire State Building, Wayne Manor,
you know, Sears let's Tower... Let's do the White House, you know. Let's try to send Trump on a
okay
on an adventure.
We have to put in a guess here. Oops. So to lift the White House, it would take 2,000,000 No, 2,976,000,000 balloons to lift it. That'd be a gigantic cloud.
That is huge. Yeah.
But anyway, quick little fact. I'll show you the picture in a minute. But we also have a very special request from one of our listeners to hear a very specific song. Would you like to introduce this song?
Yeah, we heard that if a certain person heard a certain song, that he would dance and send in a video of him dancing, doing the entire dance, hopefully, to us, and we could post it on our page.
On something.
Something.
We'll have to create an account just to post this video.
So this is Gundam Style by Psy, and we're going to follow it up with a special shout-out to the young Joe Sensi, who has a bio lab test today. So we're going to be playing Sound of Silence after this, which is Gundam Style by Psy.
Open Gundam Style. Gundam Style. 낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자, 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자, 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자, 그런 반전 있는 여자. 너는 선호해. 낮에는 너만큼 따사로운 그런 선호해. 커피 식기도 전에 원샷 때리는 선호해. 밤이 오면 심장이 터져버리는 선호해. 그런 선호해. 아름다워 사랑스러워 그래 너 hey. 그래 바로 너 hey. 아름다워 사랑스러워 그래 너 hey. 그래 바로 너 hey. 지금부터 몇 년까지 가볼까 오빤 강남 스타일 가렸지만 웬만한 노출보다 야한 여자 그런 감각적인 여자 나는 선호해 점잖아 보이지만 놀 땐 노는 선호해 내가 되면 완전 미쳐버리는 선호해 근육보다 사상이 울퉁불퉁한 선호해 오빤 강남 스타일 강남 스타일 옵 오빤 강남 스타일 강남 스타일 옵 오빤 강남 스타일 Hey, sexy lady 옵 오빤 강남 스타일 Hey, sexy lady 옵 Baby 나는 뭘 좀 아는 놈 뛰는 놈 그 위에 나는 놈 Baby 나는 뭘 좀 아는 놈 You know what I'm saying 오빤 강남 스타일 오빤 강남 스타일
Hello darkness my old friend I've come to talk with you again Because a vision softly creeping Left its seeds while I was sleeping And the vision
that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, 'neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell, echoed the wells of silence. The people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls, whispered of silence.
And welcome back to Sunglasses After Classes with DJ Ryban and the Aviator.
Today, again, right now, we're going to continue our weekly segment about giving a birthday shout out to a certain individual known in the music world. And today we're going to talk about Nelly, whose birthday is actually tomorrow, but that's okay. We're going to do it in advance. So, his full name is Cornell Earol Hines Jr., but that's a mouthful, so it goes by Nelly. Is an American rapper, singer, songwriter, entrepreneur, investor, and occasionally actor from St. Louis, Missouri. Nelly embarked on his music career with Midwest hip-hop group St. Lunatics in 1993 and signed to Universal Records in 1999. Under Universal, Nelly began his solo career in the year 2000 with his debut album Country Grammar, of which the title track was a top 10 hit. The album debuted at number 3 on the Billboard 200 and went on to peak at number 1. Country Grammar is Nelly's best-selling album to date, selling over 8.4 million copies in the U.S. His following album, Nellyville, produced the number 1 hits Hot in Here and Dilemma. Of course, like I said, he's not just a singer, he's also involved in a lot of other different areas and has some random interesting facts. In 2003, him and Nike agreed to a 1-year sneaker deal to release a limited edition sneaker called the Air Dirty with 2 R's, which was a retro remake of Charles Barkley's signature sneaker. He later signed a shoe deal with Reebok as well. Nelly has also done ads for Got Milk and the Ford Motor Company. He also has his own drink, an energy drink called Pimp Juice, which has sold 1 million cans throughout, which sold 1 million cans during its first 2 months in August 2003. He also has randomly appeared on the World Series of Poker in 2007 and has also played the PokerStars European Poker Tour and PokerStars Caribbean Adventure. He also has a workout DVD released in 2010 called Celebrity Sweat, walking viewers through various exercises and weight training techniques. And then also for a little philanthropical expertise, he runs a nonprofit organization called Four Shoes for Kids, and the Jesus for Jackie campaign began in March 2003 by Nelly and his sister Jackie Donahue after she was diagnosed with leukemia. The campaign attempts to educate African Americans and other minorities about the need for bone marrow transplants and to register more donors. So Nelly, really interesting guy. And we're going to play one of his songs. What do we have, DJ?
Just a Dream.
Just a Dream.
Thinking about her, thinking about me, thinking about us. What we gonna be, hoping my somebody put your hands up and had it gone, and you wish you could give them everything. Said if you ever love somebody, put your hands up. If you ever love somebody, put your hands up. Had it gone, and you wish you could give them everything.
Waiting on some beautiful boy to
Thank you for listening to Sunglasses After Classes on WJRH. This last song will wrap it up for us for the hour. Please tune in next week where we will bring you another thrilling radio show. Thanks, and tune in next week.